Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Stephen, can you hear him?
Okay, yes, I can hear.
Andrew, we got you on the phone, and we got your brother, Stephen, on Skype. So he can hear you, by the way, if you want to say hi. Can you, Andrew, can you hear him? He just said hello.
Oh, no, I can't hear him.
Oh, he can't hear you. Sorry, Stephen. You can hear him. He can't hear you. Okay. Well, Andrew, I have been chatting with Stephen about how you guys, you know, got involved and signed up for the military. He kind of told me the story about you guys, you know, riding down the road and decided to do that. You know, are you the oldest?
I am the oldest.
Okay. So, Stephen, if you want to go, I mean, Andrew, if you want to go through your account of how you guys, you know, just kind of recall how you guys came up with the idea.
Oh, well, you know, just growing up, we used to play Army back in the day. We always just wanted to do it growing up. And then, you know, one day we decided we'd go do it together. So we joined together, took the test together. Unfortunately, my paperwork got lost for a little bit, so he went ahead and went on past me and joined us 11 Bravo, and I decided to take a different route about 9 months later and joined us 19 Delta.
Wow. What is it like to, you know, to serve alongside your brother?
Oh, it's really awesome. It's great. Nothing better.
Yeah. He says that you guys have a little friendly competition sometimes.
It's definitely friendly competition. Being the same rank as each other, you know, we're always competing against each other. Being sergeants in the military, there's a lot of competition, and between him and I, a lot of friendly competition and engagement and training and all that stuff.
Wow. Would you, what do you think it would be like to not have your, have gone through this with your brother?
I would say it would be a little bit different. Not too much different. It's great to have him around, but then again, it's kind of hard at the same time because, you know, when you're out in the fight, you got more to worry about than the usual.
Yeah. Are you protective of him because you're the oldest?
I've always been very protective over him, of course.
He's laughing at you. Okay, so do you feel like you're making a difference, you know, with your service?
I am. I'm making a big difference. Been over here 3 different times, and I've seen drastic improvements every single time, so I feel there's a great difference.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to think of anything else that you want to add about you know, serving alongside your brother and you know, what you guys have done.
I'd like to say that serving alongside him, you know, always gives me something to compete against besides my peers alone. I always want to outdo him since I'm the older one, you know. I can't let my little brother outdo me, so it's always competition no matter where we're at, whatever side of the world we're on. So that's what it's like, and that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, and he was just kind of telling me a little bit about, you know, kind of the rough path that you guys have. Do you feel like you have really, you know, turned your life around joining the military?
I have definitely turned my life around since joining the military. Rough path, but you overcome those things and move along. The military taught me a lot of discipline and respect for others, so a big change in my life.
Right. What was it like, you know, he said, you know, what was it like kind of growing up? I mean, you guys had, he said, sort of a rough time.
You know, we were there for each other when we could be. I don't know how to explain rough to you, you know, as in any other child could possibly have a rough life. We took care of each other, you know, made the best of what we had.
Yeah. And you guys are still taking care of each other.
Occasionally.
He says that you're taking care of him more. Okay, well, Andrew, I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go. Anything else, though, that you want to add before I hang up the phone about what you guys have done, what you guys have done together, and your service?
Well, I don't know. Between him and I, our service, I think we're going to prolong this as our careers and hopefully retire together, be old guys, and live somewhere decent and live the rest of our life. I don't know. I really don't know what to say to that.
Yeah. So you guys both want to retire from the military and stay in the military?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Perfect. Well, Andrew, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking time. Now, tell me really quickly before I let you go, a little bit about where you are and what you're doing right now. You're in Kuwait.
Well, yes, I am in Camp Bering, Kuwait. I'm in support of coalition troops over here and training the local nationals of the country, the Kuwaiti Army, and, you know, training ourselves to be better at where we're at.
All right. When do you get to come home?
In a few months.
Okay. So you're with him stationed in Fort Hood?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, Andrew, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.